Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyabingelela nonke balaleli lapho enikhona. Sithemba ukubana uNkulunkulu uzoba nani masifunda ngesifundo esithi kwavela phi ukufana. Singakaqhubekeli phambili igama lami uJimmy Okadube. Sibe sesicela ukubana sibe nomthandazo, sicele uNkulunkulu asivezele iqiniso lakhe ngale indaba esihlukumezayo kangaka, indaba yokufa. Siyabonga sikhulekeni baba wethu osezulwini, siyakubonga Jehova onomusa kithi, usigcinile wasinika lesi sikhathi sokubana silizwe ilizwi lakho sisaphila. Nkulunkulu wezulu lomhlaba, siyancenga Nkulunkulu masifunda indaba yokuphila nokufa, sicela ukubana usivezele iqiniso lakho silazi silizwisise ngegama likaJesu Kristu inkosi yethu. Amen. Siyabingelela njalo, sidinga ukuzwisisa ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi kwavela phi ukufa na. Ukufa yinto esiyaziyo esihlukumezayo ngasemakhaya, isihlukumeza sonke. Akukhathalekile ukubana mina ngisimo sinjani empilweni, akukhathalekile ukubana nginemali enganani, akukhathalekile ukuthi mina ngivela kuliphi ilizwe ngumhlobo bani, akukhathalekile nesikhumba sami nebala lami ukubana ninjani, whether nginsundu or ngimhlophe, indaba yokufa iyasehlela sonke ngoba yangena kusukela ekuqaleni kudalwa umuntu. Indaba yokufa yangena ngo-Adam, ikhona isesekhona namhlanje. IBhayibhili liyasibonisa ukubana ukufa kuyisitha. Siyakubona iBhayibhili isivezela eBhayibhilini ukubana kuFirst kubaKorinte bakuqala isahluko ngesika 15 kubaKorinte bakuqala isahluko ngesika 15 sizokufunda uverse ngu-26. IBhayibhili iyasibonisa ukubana lesi sitha ekuthiwa yikufa sizokuphela njani. Kodwa singakafiki ekutheni siyokuphela njani, sicela sizathanda ukubana sisizwisisise ukuthi lesi sitha sangena njani ezimpilweni zabantu abadalwa nguNkulunkulu ngomfanekiso wakhe. Ithi yona kuvesi ngu-26, isitha sokugcina esiyokuchithwa emhlabeni singikufa. Isitha sokugcina esiyokuchithwa emhlabeni singukufa. UNkulunkulu usibonisa ukuthi indaba le yokufa esihlukumeza kangaka iyisitha nakuye. UNkulunkulu iBhayibhili ithi uKristu wakhala uLazaro esefile. Ngezinye indlela ukufa kuyasikhalisa sonke. UNkulunkulu njalo naye uthi yena ukufa kuyisitha sakhe. Masifunda incwadi efanayo, sidinge ekhuluma ngokufanayo kuJeremiah chapter 9, ivesi ngelika-21. Incwadi isho ibhaliwe, ilotshiwe, ithi yona kuverse 21 kaJeremiah chapter 9, ithi ngokuba ukufa kwenyukele emafastelini ethu, kungene ezindlini zethu zamakhosi, ukunquma abantwana ezitaladini nezinsizwa ezigcawini. UJeremiah 9 verse 21 ithi ngokuba ukufa kwenyukele emafastelini ethu, kungene ezindlini zethu zamakhosi, ukunquma abantwana ezitaladeni nezinsizwa ezigcawini. Ukufa akungeni ngomnyango, ukufa kungena ngamafasteli. UJesu uyayichaza le ndaba kuJohane chapter 10 uthi yena, mina ngingumnyango, ongangeni ngomnyango uyisitha. IBhayibheli isisifundisile ukubana ukufa kuyisitha, ukufa kuyisitha esangena phakathi komuntu ngenxa yokukweqa umyalo kaNkulunkulu. Ngenxa yokweqa imiyalo kaNkulunkulu. Sizokubuyela ekuqaleni njalo. Sibuyele kuGenesisi encwadini kaGenesisi ngu-chapter 4. Nanku uNkulunkulu usekhulumile ku-Adam no-Eva uthi seniyokudla izithukuthuku zenu. Nizokusebenza izihlahla zasendle seziyokukhupha ameva. Into ayisoke ihambe ngendlela uNkulunkulu ayeyidale ngayo. Siyabona nanku ukufa sokungenile emhlabeni, sokungenile kwaqala kuye u-Adam no-Eva, kwangena phakathi komndeni wakhe. Nansi incwadi yasibonisa ku-Genesis chapter 4, sesiqala ku-verse 1. Sizokuyifunda siyilandele sizwe ukubana ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lehle lawela phansi na elathi nizokufa nokufa. Ithi yona from verse 1 eka Genesis chapter uGenesis chapter 4. U-Adam wamazi umkakhe u-Eva, wakhulelwa wazala uKhayini, wathi ngitholile indoda kuJehova. Waphinda wazala u-Abela umfowabo. U-Abela waba ngumalusi, uKhayini waba ngumlimi. Kwathi emva kwezinsuku ezithile uKhayini waletha kuJehova umnikelo wezithelo zomhlabathi. Naye u-Abela waletha umnikelo kuwo amazibulo ezimvu zakhe ezinonileyo. UJehova wanaka u-Abela nomnikelo wakhe, kepha uKhayini nomnikelo wakhe akawunakanga. Wayesethukuthela kakhulu uKhayini, ubuso bakhe banyukamala. UJehova wathi kuKhayini, uthukutheleni na? Ubuso bakho benyuke meleni na? Angithi uma wenze kahle uyokwamukelwa. Uma ungenzi kahle, isono sihlezi ngasemnyango. Ukunxanela kwaso kukuwe, kepha wena umelwe ukusibusa. UKhayini wakhuluma ku-Abela umfowabo wathi masiye endle. Wathi besendle, uKhayini wasukela umfowabo u-Abela wambulala. Nanku ukufa bathandekayo, nanku ukufa balaleli sokungenile. Nangu uKhayini usukela u-Abela ambulale, ngoba sokungenile ukufa, akusange kube kusaphuma phakathi kwendalo kaNkulunkulu. Ukufa kwahle kwangena kuqala ekuqaleni uNkulunkulu ekukhulumile ethe ningeqa imiyalo yami, ukufa kuzongena phakathi kwenu. Nangu uKhayini osezalwa ngu-Adam no-Eva usebulala umfowabo u-Abela. Wasesithi uJehova kuverse 9 kuKhayini, uphi umfowenu u-Abela na? Namhlanje ukhona umndeni okhala ngoba umfowabo ubulele omunye umfowabo. Abantwana abazalwa uyise munye nomama munye sebebulalana endleni ukuthi bathandane. Why? Ngenxa yokubana kungene ukufa phakathi komuntu, kungene inzondo, kungene isono. IBhayibheli ithi yona isono singenile yiso esibangela ukufa. Wasesithi kuverse 9 sifunde njalo, wasesithi uJehova kuKhayini, uphi umfowenu u-Abela na? Wathi angazi. Ngingumlindi womfowethu na? Khona wathi, wenzeni nguJehova lo ubuza uKhayini? Izwi legazi lomfowenu liyakhala kimi lisenhlabathini. usuqalekisiwe emhlabathini ovule umlomo wawo ukwamukela igazi lomfowethu lomfowenu esandleni sakho. Nangu uNkulunkulu ukhuluma noKhayini. UKhayini useqamba amanga sokungenile ukufa, sokungenile amanga, sokungenile ukungafuni ukulalela kukaKhayini. Usephendulela uNkulunkulu eceleni ethi, mina yimi engigcina umfowethu, yimi umlindi womfowethu na? Nanku ukufa abantu esesihlangana lakho sokungene kuqala ngomndeni ka-Adam no-Eva sokuphakathi kwabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Siyayibona indaba le iyaqhubekela phambili. IBhayibhili lonke masilithatha kusukela kuGenesis size siyefika kuRevelation aliyeki kusambulo ukukhuluma ngendaba yokufa, kodwa nansi indaba emnandi. Noma kukhona ukukhala ngokufa, kodwa iBhayibhili iyasithembisa ukubana ukufa kuyisitha, isitha esizakuthi sichithwe ekugcineni. IBhayibhili silifundile kubaCorinthians bakuqala chapter 15 iverse ngelika-26 lithe lona, isitha sokugcina sokuthi sibhidlizwe sokuthi sesulwe kulo umhlaba yikufa. Ngezinye indlela ukufa sizophila nakho kuze kufike ekugcineni. Ukufa akungeze kwaqedwa nguhulumende. Ukufa akungeze kwaqedwa izibhedlela. Ukufa akungeze kwaqedwa ngodokotela. Akungeze kwaqedwa ngitsho nangubani nangubani. Ukufa kuzoqedwa nguye kuphela uNkulunkulu. Akekho omunye ongakuqeda ukufa. Sizobe sikhala kodwa asingeke saqeda ukufa ngaphandle kokubana sikhulume sibheke kuJehova kuphela onguye ongasisindisa phakathi kokufa. Ibisisithi kuJohane chapter 3 verse 16, ngokuba uJehova wathanda izwe kangaka wazi wanikela indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa ukubana bonke abakholwa yiyo bangabhubhi. Ngezinye indlela abantu bakaNkulunkulu kunethemba. Noma siphakathi kokukhala sihlangana nokufa, noma siphakathi kokukhala sihlangana nokuhlukunyezwa kokufa nobuhlungu bokufa, uNkulunkulu usinika ithemba ngoJesu Kristu. Uthi ngokuba uThixo wathanda izwe kangaka waze wanikela indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa ukubana bonke abakholwa nguye yiyo bangabhubhi babe nokuphila okunaphakade. Namhlanje mlaleli, asifunda masifunda incwadi, ithemba likhona. Asikhaleni njengabantu abanethemba. Isho njalo incwadi kaNkulunkulu. Sizokuma encwadini kaNkulunkulu kuphela, yiyo kuphela ezosinika ithemba. Sinawo amadokotela amanengi, basisiza ngempela, basisiza ngokuthi baselaphe, kodwa amadokotela bayavuma ukuthi kabana mandla phezu kokufa, ngoba nabo ilabo ilanga libalindele. Akubona ngitsho ongathi yena, mina ukufa ngingakunqoba. UJehova kuphela nguye osithembisa ukubana anganqoba ukufa. Asimkholweni, simthandeni, simkhonzeni uJehova. Ungaba khona onombuzo, ungaba khona onombuzo kunesi sifundo, angangithinta kunombolo ezithi 0832692472. Asivaleni ngomthandazo. Sicele uNkulunkulu asisize ukuzwisisa indaba yokufa, njalo asinike ithemba lokubana indaba yokufa izokuqedwa. Asikhulekeni Baba wethu osezulwini. Siyabonga Nkulunkulu wethu ngaleli thuba lokufunda izwi lakho sisaphila. Sisezwa Nkulunkulu wethu izwa imithandazo yethu. Ubuye usinike ukuhlakanipha kokuzwisisa nethemba owasinika lona nokubana ukufa kuyisitha esizokubhidlizwa ekugcineni. Ngegama likaJesu Kristu inkosi yethu siyakhuleka. Amen.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.